Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. Energy follows purpose. That was one of the main takeaways I got from Bob Bodine, who I had the pleasure of listening to at EdgeCon this past weekend. It's always an amazing event. But one of the main themes throughout this weekend was following or pursuing your purpose. And that can be defined in so many different ways. How I've always defined purpose, and how Ken Hartley, who is the MC of the event and one of the main speakers, how we both define purpose is using all of your God-given talents to make a difference in the lives of other people. And when Bob Bodine was speaking, I wrote down a note: energy follows purpose. When there's something that you love to do and you're focusing your energy within that thing on other people, you get energy when you do that thing. It makes such a big difference when it's something that you love to do. One of the notes that Bob brought out, he said 81% of people are in a job where they're not using their number one talent. They're not using their biggest God-given skills. And when you're not using what you're really good at, you're not as excited about it, because we tend to get excited about things that we're good at and when we use those to actually make a difference in other people's lives. So I hope you can at least start to look at how to maybe not change jobs, change careers, or start your own business. I want you to go in that direction, but at least where you're at, start to look at how you can better utilize your number one skills, your number one talents. Bring more of who you are into your job and consider how you can use that to positively impact other people's lives. That will give you more energy because you will be operating at a greater percentage of your time. You'll be operating in your purpose. Do good work.